Welcome to Your Soulful Podcast, helping you get out of your head and into your heart. Navigating your healing and spiritual journey can be a roller coaster. My goal on this podcast is to support you to be your best self, stop beating yourself up, get out of your own way, and start living your dream life. Happiness, joy, energy, loving yourself, heart-based business, and a soulmate relationship are all available to you. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzi, spiritual life coach, intuitive energy healer, your energizer bunny and sprinkler of joy. I'm ready to get down and dirty with the truth about the healing journey, the spiritual path, and living life to the fullest. Some episodes will be me, flying solo, sharing the challenges I've faced and overcome, my intuitive downloads, and all the lessons I've learnt and struggled with on the spiritual journey. Other episodes, I'll invite special guests to open up and share their zone of genius to deeply support you. Stick around and buckle up, because I promise it'll be a ride full of truth bombs and authenticity, so that you know you're not alone and you can heal your relationship with yourself too. Don't forget to hit like and subscribe to the podcast. Come hang out with me on my stories over on Instagram at Charlotte_Bezzik. Remember, the life you want is yours for the taking. So what are we waiting for? Let's dive on in. Hello, gorgeous souls, and welcome to Your Soulful Podcast. I'm your host, Charlotte Bezzik, and I just want to send you a little bit of love today. Before we dive into this episode, I just want you to know how loved you are, how incredible I know you are, and I want you this year to really realize that. To stop being so mean to yourself, to stop judging yourself for where you are, to stop criticizing yourself and beating yourself up for making a mistake and not being perfect, just loving you so hard, so freaking hard. My intention for this year to support you in the best possible way, to the capacity that I can, and with so much love from my heart to yours. So thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for letting me drop into your ears and share whatever wisdom, insights, downloads, guidance, stories about my life that are coming through to allow me to do that. So super grateful. If you've not already, this is a little disclaimer, because the doors to the Soul Warrior Academy are opening on February 2nd. Now, they only open once a year, so you only get one opportunity to come inside. This program is so freaking amazing. Like, I can't even tell you how incredible it is. It is my heart and soul's work, the past 13 years of self-development, spirituality, healing, dark nights of the soul, trauma that I've overcome, inner child work that I've done, everything jam-packed into 15 whole weeks to help you completely transform your life. Love yourself on the deepest level possible, drop into that heart, get out of your head, and let your soul grow and evolve on the next level this year. So you can get your ass on the waitlist below. Click that little button, press pause right now, go get your booty on that waitlist, because at the end of January, there's going to be an exclusive early bird email, not when the doors are open, that I'm going to give you to get access, with so many juicy gifts and bonuses. You are not going to want to miss out. So get your ass on that waitlist below. The doors officially open on February 2nd, but if you're on the waitlist, you'll get that email the week before, and there'll be an offer you do not want to miss. Okay? So get inside, because the Soul Warrior Academy is transformational, and the reviews, testimonials, people I still speak to now that are still noticing the changes of that program, and I want you to change, to heal, to grow and evolve this year more than anything. So the link's below. All right, but today's episode is all about overcoming the fear of failure. Now, this was a big part of my journey and a big part of my own growth and what I've worked through, because I've healed layers of fearing failure in so many different ways that it's actually surprised me. And when I speak to clients, and I had one that came up the other day that was asking me, Charlotte, I'm just afraid I'm going to fail. I'm afraid of making a mistake. I'm afraid it's not going to work. All those themes were coming in, and it really allowed me to see and reflect on my own journey with failure. Because I feel personally that we have some huge mistakes going on in our school system. This is my personal opinion. And if you're a teacher, I love you. I love that you're imparting knowledge and wisdom and awareness on our next generation. But I feel our school system is broken. I feel that the way we are taught in school is not preparing us for life. I feel that life skills, self-love, finances, mindset, subconscious belief programming, and healing should be a foundation of childhood teachings, because I see so many people coming in that to my programs, to my coaching, that are really struggling with so many things that could have been alleviated should they have been taught skills and tools to work through it. And one of the things is that we are in a system or a society where there's a pass, there's a fail, there's a right, there's a wrong, there's a good, there's a bad. You know, you've been a good student today, so you're going to get a gold star. You've been bad, so you're not going to get something. And this behavioral, academic way of treating gorgeous souls, which are our future, those incredible children, before the age of 7, you are a sponge. You are basically a subconscious sponge that is absorbing everything from all around you. And we are told and fed information and things that then leads to us having a programming within us throughout our life that says, you are bad if you fail. We have this relationship. You make a mistake, it is terrible. And we've been punished, sometimes vilified. Parents said things to us if we made a mistake or if we failed an exam or we didn't pass something or we didn't get an A, or you failed. There's even that, I don't know if it's still the same, but when I was at school, there was that U, which is like a fail. Like they might as well have stamped a big red fuck off stamp on my forehead and said, fail. And I think this is it, like this report writing that teachers get into in high school, where they're like pass, fail, good, bad, right, wrong. It's like, it drives me crazy, because we're not really nurturing the soul and the human for the creativity, the skills, the knowledge, the wisdom and awareness that they have, which is leading to this. I'm so afraid to fail that I'm therefore not going to take a risk. And maybe you, on a daily basis, this looks like that you don't want to change career, or you don't want to go and study, or you don't want to go after your dream, or you don't want to study, or you don't want to launch the thing, or you don't want to try and parent in a new way because you're so afraid to fail because of the programming that's within us. And I am all about breaking free from that right now and supporting so many people in doing it. And this is the work that's in the Soul Warrior Academy, especially with your beliefs, how you talk to yourself, how you show up. That's the work that we cover, because our subconscious beliefs that are solidified before the age of 7 are basically how we operate our life now. We work around those beliefs without even knowing that we're doing it. You literally operate life from your subconscious programming. And I coach so many people and work through their limiting beliefs so they can be free. And when they do that, they no longer have that fear of failure, because they see it differently. They have a new perspective, new eyes, new way of looking at life, that they're courageous in going after what they want, in trying the new thing, in applying for the job, in going to study something, in sampling something new, in trying something different, in putting themselves out there, in relationships, with friendships, with partners, with going on dates, because they don't see themselves that they are, in inverted commas, failing. So sitting with the question for yourself, where are you in your own life afraid that you are going to fail? Where is that creating a limitation in your life that is preventing you from courageously taking a risk, taking a leap, a jump, or going after something? So key. Where is that fear of failure stopping you from maybe even going in all in on this game of life that we are all on, this 3D game of life. And I see failure so differently from how I used to. I was so afraid to fail at something. I would not go after a job. When I started personal training, I was so afraid that I was a failure. I remember stood outside an office building with some flyers, and this was maybe 6-7 years ago, stood outside an office building with some flyers, petrified to go inside and give the flyers to the receptionist because I was so afraid I was going to fail and that no one was going to sign up and that nobody wanted to join my program and that nobody wanted me to train them. I nearly had an anxiety attack outside this building. And I think I walked away and had to go back after having a conversation with my partner. I was like, I just can't go inside. I'm so afraid it's not going to work. Because I was afraid to fail. The way I see it now, and I've done a lot of healing, different layers around this, is that when you fear failure, it's because of your perception of it. Your perception of, I have failed. You've made the situation or the experience mean something about you, right? But what if you changed your perspective of it, right? Changed how you see it. What if failure is a door to where you want to go? And if you are particularly driven, whether it is in business, what if you see any perceived failure as a doorway to success? You got to fall down and you got to take risks and you got to fall down 10, 20, 30 times so you can get back up again, so you can learn. And I see failure as a redirect into the thing, the place, the experience that we're supposed to be living this lifetime. If I hadn't been prepared to fall down, to launch things that quote unquote flopped or failed, I wouldn't be doing what I am today and running a successful business. I had to have courage to be prepared to fail. Okay, I'm prepared to fail. And that's not setting you up for failure. It's literally like, I can handle if this, in inverted commas, doesn't work out how my ego wants it to work, because I know that that is the doorway to lead me to something else, a redirect into trying something different or launching something new or going to study something else. How are you perceiving yourself and failure? Is it, this is a doorway that if it doesn't work, in inverted commas, I don't know why I do that, I'm doing this sign with my hands that you can't actually see, failure, because I don't even believe that failure is a thing. It's not. It's like you are telling yourself you failed. Have you really? Did you actually fail? Or is that a story, a thought, a program, and a belief that you have about yourself and about life? If you're not falling down, then you're probably not taking risks. If you're not getting a few no's or some closed doors or some things that don't work out, are you courageously going all in? Are you courageously saying yes to you and your dreams and desires and things that you want? Oh, I said that wrong thing. I'm such a failure. No, you're not. Did you just say something? That doesn't mean you're a failure. Oh, I did that thing and I made a mistake. I'm such a failure. Or did you make a mistake? And are you fucking human? You're going to make mistakes. You're going to fall down 10, 20, 30 times. You're going to fuck shit up because you're a human being first and foremost. Before anything else, you're having a human experience. You're living life. You're navigating. You're working through things. And as a result, give yourself permission to be a human and to fail and to try again and do it a different way. It's like trying something and expecting that the first time you're going to be absolutely perfect at it. I don't know about you, but have you ever seen a baby learning to walk? More often than not, first of all, it'll shuffle, it'll pull its legs along the floor, right? And then maybe it might try and crawl a little bit. It'll use its arms to pull itself across the floor. And then it moves to the crawling phase and then they get quicker. Have you ever seen a baby that's a pro crawler? They move fast. I remember my nieces, I was like, holy shit, they can move, right? But they had to start off with the shuffle and then they maybe pulled themselves along the floor and then they moved to crawling and then they maybe started using items of furniture to pull themselves up. And then they maybe fell down and then they'd try again and fall down and try again and fall down before eventually they took a couple of steps. They weren't running straight off the bat. They probably fell down again and again and again and again and again. See yourself like a baby when you're trying something new or trying something different as learning to walk. Be willing to let yourself fall down and be compassionate with yourself. You're not perfect. None of us are. And the sooner you start to lean into seeing failure as a doorway, being kind and compassionate and more loving towards yourself, you will no longer slip into that judgment, criticism, and heaviness that you've done something wrong, that you've made a mistake, and therefore you are a failure. How about you see it that you are learning, you are growing, and you are going to try something different? You're going to do it a different way. Maybe you're going to make some mistakes, and that's okay. It's all right to make a mistake, but it doesn't mean that you have failed, okay? What if also when we're thinking about this and you're thinking about failure, you see it as stretching yourself? You see it as a contraction before an expansion. You see it that you're actually growing so much because you're willing to courageously take a risk, take a leap. I don't even like the word put yourself out there because I feel like that's I'm stripping you naked and we're putting you out there. But maybe you see it as the invitation to be courageous. Really observing where your perception of failure is coming from. Is it because of the negative programming that probably you went through from school or your parents or your primary caregivers because you failed at an exam because teacher told you somewhere that that was a fail because you didn't answer a question in a perfect way according to an education guideline or I have very strong opinions about it because I feel like we should be nurtured, our creative gifts should be explored, we should be loved so hard, play should be a huge freaking part of childhood, so should learning life skills, which unless they've changed the school system drastically since I was there, I went to a modern state school in the UK, and I can tell you what, I didn't learn anything about loving myself, about finances, about mindset, about beliefs, about how to navigate a challenge at home or when your parents separate or get divorced or your first boyfriend breaks your heart. Never learned any of that shit. And I wish I had done. I wish I'd have been taught those things because it would have changed my life. Now, obviously, I'm in full acceptance that I wasn't meant to learn those things because I was supposed to go on this entire self-development and spiritual journey to support and help you. And maybe that is going to support and impact your children if you have them. But I also see it that we can avoid so much pain and so much trauma and suffering in humanity if we get to our little people first. Because I'm coaching people now that are 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 that are going through this healing because they didn't learn the skills or tools or weren't provided and supported with that as a child to learn that they've not failed, that they're trying and it's a redirect and that it's a door, it's a different way of looking at it and all about empowering that person to show up and to keep trying. Because I see people that start something and they go, I failed, so I'm never going to do that again. Instead of saying, oh, I see this as an opportunity. It didn't work in the way my mind wanted it to work or the pressure that I've put on myself, but I now get to look at this differently. I now get to see it differently. And seeing that there is nothing wrong with you if you try something and quote unquote doesn't work out. You're not a mistake, you're not a failure, and you're not broken. Just really witness where your mind goes into that judgment and criticism. Because I want you to know right now, there's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. Your perception, your thoughts, your feelings and beliefs are what can dramatically change your entire life. I don't want you criticizing yourself throughout 2023 and beyond. I want you to see what's possible for you and you can lean into kindness, love, compassion. And when you do the healing work around this, change your beliefs, change your mindset, love yourself, and you will change your entire freaking life. You're not a failure. I feel like that should have been maybe a TED talk. So thank you for listening to my TED talk. Reminders, okay? Set a reminder for the 23rd of January because I am announcing something super special, and also get your ass on the Soul Warrior Academy waitlist. Yep, this is me getting firm and also lovingly calling you into one of the most transformational things you will ever do in your life if you commit to yourself in 2023, your healing and your transformation. The waitlist is below. You will get an email at the end of January, so make sure my email address is saved somewhere so you don't miss out. I am sending you so much love. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back next week for more. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. I'm sending you a virtual hug right now because I'm so grateful to have you here. If you loved it, be sure to share a review on iTunes so I can keep these episodes coming to you. If you aren't already following me, head on over to Instagram at Charlotte_Bezic. Plus, you can source a juicy free gift from me. Screenshot this episode and send it to hello@charlottebezic.com. I can't wait to connect with you in the next episode. Sending you love and light. Bye for now.